Welcome everybody to episode 9 of the Paper and Plastic Show. And this show is where we talk about paper and plastic. This is the Ocean Ridge Studios. I got our friendly media personality, Joseph, behind the cameras. You got me, Usman Hamid. And today, we're going to talk about a super important topic called by many people on our TikToks and Instagram comments as the devil's spawn itself. So plastic is a really bad rep. Everybody says it's made from petroleum. It's polluting the planet. All of the dolphins are going to die. And there's this massive island thing on the ocean and everybody's going to die and to stop using it. Okay, look, there's some truth to that. Plastic, to a certain degree, is one of the largest pollutants in the world. It is being, I guess, misused in a way that we're creating a lot of plastic because it's cheap and making a lot of plastic products because they're cheap. But at the same time, we're not being socially responsible. We have not created the recycling programs in many places to maybe responsibly use that plastic, and especially in third world countries. And there is obviously a lot of litter and waste. But at the same time, it does not mean that we cannot be socially responsible, because you can't just ban things. Yeah, and we talked about this in a previous episode that life is not so much about the black and the white, it's about the gray. It's not about the and, it's about the or. Because you can't just outright just ban everything. Plastic is bad. It's the devil's offspring. Ban it. Diesel motors, gasoline motors, engines are bad. Only electric. Ban them. You can't just be so black and white, because different use cases, different moments, different economies, different countries at different stages of their lives have a different way of using materials. So I'll give you an example. Like on my desk right here. Okay. This adapter, that's plastic, right? You're not going to mix out of glass. You're not going to mix out of metal, because metal is not a great combination. You're not going to make this out of wood, flammable. So what are you going to do? Just get rid of it altogether. So you're going to use plastic. Have to use plastic. These pliers, little hangers or pliers, whatever they are. Okay. Could you make them out of metal? Yes. Wood, probably not so durable, but still you could. You're not going to make them out of silicone, because this is going to be a big bendy thing. So why plastic? It's cheaper. It's durable, and it's less cheaper than metal. Because look, metal, once again, if you're being socially responsible, metal is very, very expensive to mine. Metal requires a lot of resources to mine. A lot of fossil fuels go into mining metal. So do you really want to use that much metal on this? Probably not. So once again, plastic or wood, that's your options, right? So this plastic bag, it's clear. Now, what else is clear? Because you want to show the content inside. You can use glass. Obviously not feasible. You can't use wood. You can't use paper. I guess you could use paper, but then you wouldn't see the inside of the contents. Okay? Say you don't care about the insides. Paper is not as strong as this. I mean, not always. It's also not as light. And it's also kind of expensive. It's more expensive than this. So why do they use plastic? Because of all the reasons mentioned above. And in most cases, this is recyclable. At the end of the day, you can't. Plastic is not bad by nature. Plastic is bad because we make it bad. You know what they say? Like, the internet by nature is not a bad place, but it's the humans that are using or misusing it that make something bad. By nature, this comes from nature. It comes from the ground. Plastic is, it originates from petroleum. It comes from the earth. It's not like it's an alien substance, right? It comes from the earth. It's a natural, made from molecules. What makes it bad is our misuse of it. It's us using plastic one time and throwing it in the landfill. Because if it goes in the landfill, it's going to get buried in the earth, and it'll stay in the earth for thousands of years. What is like the half-life of plastic? Whoa, okay, never mind. Plastic waste can take from anywhere from 20 to 500 years to decompose in the earth. That means it never fully disappears. It only gets smaller, 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 and it's going to stay there for 500 years. That's why it gets the bad rep, because it lasts so long. Now look at it from the other perspective. If it lasts so long, it must be robust. Right? And it must have some qualities in it that makes it more long-lasting and therefore more durable. So why not use that material for many, many cycles on your own to reuse it? And then step two, put it in the recycling bin so that it can be shredded. This is plastic that has been recycled. It's been crushed down and it's been made into these pellets. And these pellets, you can melt them and you can make new plastic. Believe it or not, you know, all of this plastic right here, this is LDPE, you know, low density polyethylene. It can be melted down and it can be converted into new plastic. And we got to start looking at plastic in that light, that it's not something that is evil. It's something that is very robust and it can be recycled almost an infinite number of times as long as the material can stay clean. And it's a lot easier to purify plastic than it is to purify paper, because paper, the contaminants get absorbed into it. Like paper, like a cardboard box, it'll absorb water, it'll absorb impurities, and over time the fibers will break. Plastic bottle, use it for like 6 years and it can still be recycled. And that's super cool. And that's something how we got to think about plastic. The reason we're making this show and this podcast is to educate and let you know that, look, you can do something about this. Just because you don't see those piles and piles of plastic in North America or Europe is because they're able to dig big holes and get rid of the plastic and get rid of the waste. And they can, obviously, over there. But it does not mean that garbage is not just sitting there. If you can put it in the blue bin, and these countries slowly can adopt these programs to reuse and recycle, this plastic can be a really powerful thing that we're not so much scared about anymore. But we're just, hey, it's one of our things that we use, and it's just part of our many, many materials that we're all recycling and finding new creative solutions for. So that's a wrap, and we'll see you in episode 10.